Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hey, welcome back. A new look U.S. Open Cup is underway. And here's a look at some of the first round results. Portland Timbers 2, they're out. Austin 2, they lost to Foro on penalties. And this is a team that won the league last year, losing to a fourth-tier team. So not a good start on Tuesday for the MLS Next Pro teams. But things did get a little better in yesterday's results. New York Red Bulls 2 beat up on Hudson Valley Hammers 5-1. And Minnesota United FC 2 got a comfortable 3-0 win. So it may not be all bad. Chicago Fire 2 also with a big win as well, 6-0 over Chicago City. And now we wait to see how the rest of this competition shakes out. And just to give you a little recap of what this thing looks like, there are 8 MLS first teams that will compete. And these 8 include the reigning U.S. Open Cup champs in Houston and the 7 other top U.S.-based teams from last season's Supporters Shield standings that are not competing in this year's CONCACAF Champions Cup. Meanwhile, 11 MLS Next Pro teams, 2 who are independent, and 9 whose first teams are not competing in the competition. So did you catch all that?
Not confusing at all.
But very important, because this is, as we know, different than how the U.S. Open Cup has been in the past, which was every MLS team competing in this competition. And we've already seen, which MLS came out initially wanting to only have their MLS Next Pro teams participate. There was a lot of pushback on that, and eventually they reached a resolution where now you've got the 8 teams competing. And we saw this week, Brian, how the second teams have fared. Kind of a mixed bag. What was your takeaway from some of the action we've seen already in the first round?
Yeah, I'm not so much concerned. I'd like to bring back the topic of why this decision was made by MLS. And I'm not in favor of it by any means. Certainly, the prestige of winning the Open Cup was always there. Certainly it added more games, but it also allowed you to play some players that hadn't been playing in your first team group. Give them some time. I know I know the schedule's crazy, right? And there's a lot going on. But if you're gonna take away from something that's been a tradition for way before MLS had started, I see that as a negative. And winning an Open Cup was always a great honor, and it was Supporters Shield, Open Cup, and then of course the big MLS. And
in that order,
you're not giving that. Yeah, I think so. Because listen, you win a tournament, I think is a little bit more for me than the Supporters Shield. I know people are going to argue about that, but it's something that people are going to miss out on. And I was fortunate enough to win one Open Cup, and believe me, the celebration is just like winning a championship. So that part of it and the tradition part of it, especially with a gentleman named Lamar Hunt on the trophy, I don't think it's right that MLS took this path.
I agree with you, and I think the difficult part is, you know, if there was a balanced schedule, if we played every team home and away, maybe I think the supporter shield is a bit more substantial. I agree with your order 100%. I think what's difficult about the U.S. Open Cup is you look at it, you know the decision was made because MLS doesn't own it. They own Leagues Cup. They own Campeones Cup. They own MLS. They don't own this. So to them, it's a bit of a risk to send Lionel Messi to go play a burrito shop from San Francisco. You know what I mean? I get the decision. It's still frustrating as a fan, especially as a fan who has made so many concessions to support MLS. Okay, yeah, I know we don't do that, but at least it's this, and at least we can develop players, and at least it's good for the American game. Well, now there's a little bit of a dent in that argument because this counters being good for the American game.
Nigel, I know you're just dying to jump in here. And it's interesting because right now you've got Coventry freaking City getting ready to play against Man United in the FA Cup semifinal at Wembley. I mean, these are just the kind of stories that these type of domestic cups bring about.
These are the stories that America's missing out on. Cup competition, you're one of your oldest cup competitions in world football. You're taking out your professional teams out of it. You're watering down the competition. And you're not going to get great stories.
Without, I actually disagree. I don't think
it's watered down.
Manchester United never lost to a crumpet shop. You know what I mean? We got stories here too, dude.
So I gave him his time, and now he wants to talk over.
We got stories here too.
Where's the stories? You're
Austin, Timbers 2 just lost to a burrito shop.
Every single MLS team participated.
No, and that's a shame.
Then. So that's the point.
That doesn't stop there from being stories.
Yes, it does, because you're watering down the competition. The reality of it in England is all the top clubs compete in the competition, right? You've got Coventry now in the championship, not even in the Premier League, the championship team, going to play at Wembley with one of your American stars, Haji Wright, going to have the world stage watching. We just watched one of the greatest games in football for a long time in Liverpool and Manchester United, two historic clubs in world football, play a cup competition, which gave us a game that everyone loved. These type of stories can still happen. They're still the magic of the cup. When you take away teams from your cup competition, and football's worldwide now, we've got social media, how do you expect the rest of the world to respect you guys when you don't even respect your own self in your own cup competition? It's a difficult conversation.
They didn't respect us before.
No, but if you're going
cares?
To be respect, it's true.
And
you don't have
cares?
To care. You don't have to care, but it's the reality of it.
Yeah, like, who cares?
This is your cup competition. Your professional
clubs
are taken down.
Where's my gavel? Nigel, Brian, you jump in here.
No, I agree with Nigel. I think that this is, you're missing out on those opportunities, but you're also, you're showing soccer in particular in a bad light worldwide. You know, you have Austin 2 losing to a burrito shop, and that's not going to look good, right? So you're not putting yourself where on this pedestal, which you want to put your league on a pedestal. It just, it really creates this negative dynamic about the Open Cup, which it was always this great story. And certainly you had, there was quite a few different times a USL team had made it to the final. Those are stories that you want to see. And I take pride in the Open Cup because before MLS was there, it was talked about in city leagues and the importance of it. And now you have the opportunity to have professional teams in it. And why not? This gives you an opportunity to manage your club, the players, as I talked about, that don't play. As you move further along, then you bring in your big hitters and you bring in the players that are going to make a real difference, or what you consider your best players.
And
I think
the
Sporting
managers,
Kansas City did that so well for so many years.
It's a competition that they've always prioritized. Mm-hmm. And as you had pointed out, what is it? 7 of the 8 teams competing all have managers who have played in this competition, leading the team at the helm. So
correct.
Similar to yourself, they understand the importance of this competition, take a lot of pride in it. It's something that I know Sporting Kansas City players even today have really seen it as one of their big chances to go out and win hardware for their fans. And it's something the fans have really rallied around as well. The stories do still exist, but there is an asterisk. And I think that is something that is just going to be the reality moving forward.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You're ready, Bob.
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount+.